Like many others, Bina Akhtar is forced to search for alternatives to cooking meals because of the increasing shortage of gas.
Most of the time, there is hardly any gas available in the line. I work in the garments factory, so I am not always at home. It's not possible to cook with firewoods all the time.
Despite the frequent disruptions, customers are still having to pay for the gas connection.
It's very hard. See, we can't cook now. There's been no gas since this morning. It's only available late at night. It's not possible to get up at that time to cook, so we use cylinder gas when needed. How can we manage like this as low-income people?
Experts say Bangladesh's fast-growing economy is facing a severe gas shortage this year. That's due to the slow pace of exploration for new deposits of natural gas, as well as increasing dependency on imports. Amid growing domestic demand and a jump in liquid natural gas spot prices in the global market has come as a shock to Bangladesh, as around 25% of the total gas supply requirement in the country relies on imported bottled gas. The government has ordered filling stations to close for 4 hours a day because of the shortage. And textile factory owners say the supply shortage cost the industry close to $2 billion in the past 3 months.
This has resulted some factories with captive power, which we are running with gas-run generator. We couldn't run that. And also washing plants were almost working 25%, 75% we couldn't work. So this has resulted a big disruption in the production.
The consumer watchdog says a short-term solution to resolve the crisis is urgently needed.
We could temporarily suspend supplying gas to non-essential sectors. However, it's important to keep the supply intake for industries and domestic consumers, and we should extract the gas reserves that are already discovered and supply those to the grid.
Energy experts warn that if a solution isn't found, both industrial production and millions of domestic users, particularly low-income families, will continue to suffer. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.